Does it pay good dividends to obey God? Can he get the board out of hold of us? Now, it can come in many ways, can't it? It can come in poverty. It can come in sickness. It can come in pain. It can come in all kinds of ways. But before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept your word. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. If the word of God is forever settled in heaven, how long is it settled? Is he going to edit it? Nope. You don't have to worry about editing. It's been there forever. It ain't never going to change. Now then, let's go to Job 33, verse in the NLT, verses 14 through 33, and I want to show you how God tries to get your attention. And if you'll listen, you won't have to be sick. He'll do everything he can to keep you from getting sick. He does not want you to be sick. He tries and he does everything. And look what he says in Job 33, verses 14. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. How does God talk? Maybe somebody comes up to you and says, you know, see, I haven't seen you in church in the last 3 or 4 months, son. You need to come to church. Well, I ain't got time, Thurman. You know, I mean, I've got my goats to take care of, my cows to take care of, and whatever. And I just ain't got time for church no more. I know that ain't going to happen to you. I know you've already learned. When God healed you the first time, he really got your attention, didn't he? Yeah. Praise God. That was amazing. God's so good, though, isn't he, C.E.? He is. Once he heals us, I mean, C.E. got healed here. How long ago has that been, C.E.?
7 years.
7 years. Wow. I mean, God did a great work in his life. And once a man gets healed by God and he knows it was God, he ain't never the same, is he? Now, in other words, you want to learn what God said. Do you know that's why this guy drives from Brenham, Texas, up here to a healing school? Nearly every month. You know how far it is? What, about 3 or 4 hours?
4 hours.
4 hours drive. He comes up here to a healing school real often because he knows when he gets here he's going to hear the word. And he wants to learn what God says so he can obey God. Because you don't want to be sick no more, do you?
No.
Being well is a whole lot better. I know. I like being well too. But he says God speaks to us again and again. In other words, he doesn't just speak to us once or twice. He's trying to save us. Though people do not recognize it. We don't listen. Then he says he speaks in dreams. In visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. I got a letter this last week from a lady. This great woman of faith from Florida. She said, Thurman, I had a dream this week. I had a dream that somebody was messing with a gas line on your airplane. You need to check it before you fly it again. Let me tell you, I'll check it. If she had a dream, I'll check it. I also had a letter. I should have brought it out to read to you. It was so wonderful. I don't know this person, but they sent me an email and said, I had a dream about you or a vision, whatever it was, this last week, and said, I don't know you, so I hardly ever have a dream or vision about somebody that I don't know. But said, God gave me a dream about you. And she looked up to see who I was. And so she sent me a letter, or he, whatever it was, and they said that, in the dream, God showed me that he was very happy with you and that he's pouring blessings out on you and your congregation. Buckets of blessings are being poured out upon you and the people that come to your church. I thought, wow, I could stand that. You know, I love it if God shows up and pours blessing, because when he pours that blessings on the people that come to the healing school, that means they all get healed. Don't we love that? I thought, wow. Praise the Lord. That's just like whenever they said that God was happy with me and he was blessing me and everything I'm putting my hands to. That's just like one time I couldn't get a man healed years ago. And I finally petitioned God. I said, God, did I do something wrong? I said, Lord, I know you don't hear the prayer of a sinner. And I've seen you heal people. I've got to know what happened. Why did this man not get healed? Lord, I prayed over him and he died. I want to know, Lord, did I do something wrong? And I petitioned God for over 3 hours before he finally spoke to me. Finally, this was his words. No, son, you didn't do anything wrong. Now, when you hear God tell you that, you know how good that makes you feel? That made me feel real good. He said, the problem wasn't yours, it was his. And I said, well, Lord, what did he do? He said, he's the spiritual head of the house. And he married this woman 10 years ago that got him out of church. And since he quit going to church and stopped producing fruit for my kingdom, I cut him off. I said, Lord, you killed him? He said, yes, son. I said, but Lord, it wasn't his fault. It was that woman. Doesn't that sound just like a normal man? Blame it on the woman. Sound just like Adam or Thurman. And the Lord says, I didn't put the woman in charge of the home. I put him in charge of the home, and he didn't obey me. He listened to what she said instead of what I said, so I killed him. He died with brain tumors at 56. Isn't that something? He got out of church. He'd been a youth leader, a Sunday school teacher. He'd been a great man of God. He'd wrote articles about the church and about his people. When he married this woman, he allowed her to get him out of church. And because he's a spiritual authority, he should have told her, we're going to church. He should have found out before he married her. If I'm going with you, you go to church with me, girl. If you don't want to go to church with me, I ain't interested in you. What's the word say? Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Is that what it said? You know, some people go with somebody and get married to them and have been married years, and you ask them, is your husband a Christian? Well, I don't know. How long have you been married to him? Oh, 20 years. You married him 20 years and you don't know if he's a Christian? Does he go to church with you? No, he won't go to church with me. What? I mean, you married him knowing? Well, I mean, you know, Thurman, I loved him. And I'm still married to him, you know, but I still love him. But no, he don't go to church. You never ask him? No, I never ask him. Wow. No, she don't really love him. She don't know what love is. If she really loved him, she'd want to know where he's going to be in his eternal security. Is he going to be in heaven or hell? Well, let me tell you, that 30-second commercial I saw the other day about hell awaits, that was real enough to me. I mean, has anybody ever seen that commercial? You've seen it? Hell awaits. Anybody else seen that thing? It's awful. It's awful. And to think that your children, if you're not careful, your children are going to be playing that stupid game, and either they say, well, they ain't going to never play it in my house. Well, you need to pay attention to whose house they go to, because the other kid may have it. There is so many wicked computer games out there today that these kids are killing. I mean, if you haven't seen this, you're living in a bubble somewhere. I mean, you can go down to Walmart. You can go to Walmart. You can walk along where they got all them computer games on there, and there's kids sitting there killing people all the time. Right there. You can see it in Walmart. Have any of you seen it like I have? Don't let your children play those games. They're teaching your children how to kill, to be a devil. And then you want to know why you're sick or why your children are sick. That'll make you or your children sick because you're not obeying God's word. Let's see what Job says. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. Almost everybody's had a dream or a vision. Let's go to the next verse. He whispers in their ear and terrifies them with his warnings. He causes them to change their minds. He keeps them from pride. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. This is why he gives you the dreams and visions and speaks to you, because he does not want you to die early. That's why he's warning you in his word. That's it, why he's warning the young people today. Get away from these wicked computer games. Stay in my house. Get in church. Read my word. Don't get out and get sexually involved with somebody out of wedlock, because if you do, it's going to bring sickness and disease, or going to bring deformity into the children that you will bear. Don't do it. He's warning you all over the place. Don't do it. I had a person call me here a while back and said, Thurman Scrivener, you've got to stop teaching what you're teaching. You've ruined a woman's life in our church. I said, what do you mean? They said, we had a woman here that loved us. She was in church. She was happy as she could be. Somebody give her some of your teachings, and now she knows why she's got a handicapped child, because she went to bed with a boy and got pregnant out of wedlock. And the child is got a deformity and is never going to be normal. And you got to stop teaching this. You've ruined her life. I said, all I got to say about that woman, she should have heard what I teach before she went to bed with that boy. Is that right? If you go to bed with somebody after you've heard the truth, then you have no excuse. But with God, He holds you accountable before you do it. He holds you accountable. In fact, Cheryl and I went up to the north.
Grand Rapids.
They brought a woman in on a cot. Cheryl went over there and she felt compassion in her heart for this woman. And she wanted me to come. She went over and found out the woman had unforgiveness in her heart. And she said, you know, if you have unforgiveness, you've got to get rid of that. That's why you're sick and afflicted on this bed. And she said, how long have you been like this? I think she said 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, 7 years, Parkinson. And hadn't walked. They had carry around all the time. So she repented for her unforgiveness. And she said, honey, you got to come pray for her. Before the church starts today, you got to pray for her. So I come and I prayed for the girl. Nothing happened. Now, who's the healer?
Jesus.
Jesus, ain't me. I just pray the prayer of faith, right? But no, he didn't do nothing. So they brought her back every day for 3 days. She listened to 3 hours of teaching 3 days in a row. At the third day, I said, now, if you've been prayed for before, now we had a whole bunch of people in this place. I said, if you've been prayed for before this week, I do not want you to come up now, because I said, Cheryl, I have to catch an airplane this afternoon late. But I said, I don't want to miss that airplane. And I do want to pray for everybody. And so they carried this woman down. And I said, ma'am, I've already prayed for you. She says, but I have found my sin in the last 2 days. I said, what do you mean you found your sin? She said, your wife said I had unforgiveness to start with, and I did. And I got rid of that, but she said I didn't get healed. She said, in the last 2 days, I've heard you talk about wives must submit to their husbands in all things. She said, I never submitted to my husband in nothing. She said, I did exactly what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. I never submitted to him. So she said, I have repented and told God I'm sorry. And then the other sin, what was the other sin? I forgot. Grumbling and complaining. Yeah, that was the other one.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I Thought You Were a Man of Faith, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.